The case is called King versus Burwell. The plaintiffs argue that Congress intended to limit tax subsidies under the Affordable Care Act to residents of states that created their own insurance exchanges. Wisconsin is not one of those states. Governor Walker, along with 34 other governors, chose to let the federal government do the job. Professor Tom Oliver researches health policy and politics at UW-Madison. He says a Supreme Court ruling against tax subsidies in states like Wisconsin would be a huge blow to thousands.
What's clear is that for individuals who cannot get affordable insurance otherwise, this would be potentially devastating. It would be hundreds or thousands of dollars of assistance that they need to afford what is very, very costly health insurance coverage.
But Oliver says it's hard to imagine the court coming down on the side of Affordable Care Act opponents on this point. He predicts the justices will look at the entire law when they consider the question of subsidies. And Oliver says a review of nonpartisan reports does not support the idea that Congress intended to give subsidies to some and not others.
Not a single one of those reports ever assumed that these insurance subsidies would not be available to all Americans who qualified on the basis of their income, whether or not the exchanges that they were using were established by the state or were established in a state by the federal government.
A ruling is expected in late spring. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.